This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
Hurricane Michael now approaching the Florida Panhandle as a Category 2 storm, and it could be a 3 by the time it reaches Florida sometime tomorrow.
This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Florida Governor Rick Scott there. Around 2,500 mourners gathered last night in Amsterdam, New York, to remember the lives lost in Saturday's horrific limousine crash that killed 20 people. Investigators say the driver of the limousine wasn't licensed to drive a vehicle that size, and the limo itself had failed an inspection last month and wasn't supposed to be on the road. Today's the deadline for voter registration in 19 states if you want to vote in the November 6th election. And this is USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A ceremonial swearing-in held in the East Room of the White House last evening for the new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says that despite the contentious confirmation process, he's dedicated to the highest ideals.
My goal is to be a great justice for all Americans and for all of America. I will work very hard to achieve that goal. I was not appointed to serve one party or one interest, but to serve one nation.
The president said that Kavanaugh and his family were forced to endure what he called a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. Mr. Trump said his appointee was proven innocent. Kavanaugh insists he ascends to the bench with no bitterness. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Southern California Roman Catholic diocese releasing a list of 34 priests accused of sexually abusing children, including six who were convicted of criminal charges. The Diocese of San Bernardino County listing clergy who were the subject of what it calls credible allegations of molestation since the diocese formed in 1978. According to its website, all but one were removed from the priesthood, permanently banned from ministry in the diocese, or they passed away. The remaining priest left the diocese in 1993, and his whereabouts are unknown. Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner may be released from federal prison early. The New York Daily News is reporting that Weiner, who was doing time for sexting with a minor, will be let out 3 months early for good behavior. Weiner was sentenced to 21 months for sharing lewd photos of himself with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl. He's now expected to be released on May 14th. And after pop star Taylor Swift makes an endorsement in the upcoming midterm elections, saying she's backing Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen in her home state of Tennessee as he takes on Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, President Trump says,
Marsha Blackburn is doing a very good job in Tennessee. I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about her. Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now.
USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Let it go and trusting where I cannot see. I am counting every blessing. Counting every blessing. Show me every season you are getting to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Steve Cortez over there, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. Let's talk about the Kavanaugh fallout. He is Justice Kavanaugh, and I'll tell you, it was a tight one as expected, but the rule of law won out here, did not.
You know, I sure think it did. And by the way, isn't it nice to be able to now call him Justice Kavanaugh?
Yes,
he has a new first name.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, you know, look, I think more examples of promises fulfilled by President Trump, but not just delivering on the economy, which is amazing and so needed, but also on the court with his second Supreme Court appointment now successfully confirmed, a lot of other federal court appointments, actually a record number pace at this point in his presidency so far. Fulfilled, and I think he's really remaking the federal judiciary, which we so badly need to, because for so long they really, quite frankly, abused Americans by legislating from the bench and by determining for the people a lot of social engineering questions where they, as elites, five Supreme Court justices, thought they knew better than the American public, and they really robbed our democracy in many ways of our decision-making power on a lot of critical issues. So I think we're seeing that all starting to slowly turn back toward the people, toward liberty, and toward the way our Constitution is supposed to work.
Well, and it was why the Democrats were fighting so hard over this, Steve. I mean, you were moving their cheese. I mean, they worked a long time to get this thing all set up, and because they knew, you know, doing the hard work of legislation and debating and doing all this is like, hey, we can short-circuit this thing. We'll just get, you know, the right guys on the court, and they'll do our bidding for us, right?
You're exactly right, Bill. And look, that's the honest truth, too, that they don't want to admit on the left. They don't like the messiness and the hard work of democracy, of a representative government, of, you know, small-R republicanism. Instead, they'd rather rely on so-called elites to determine for us whether it's the economy, you know, central planning, Obamacare, those sorts of things, whether it's the economy or whether it's other aspects of our lives, things like when life begins, what constitutes a marriage, you know, all of these important questions, economic questions, societal questions, they want them to be decided by, you know, these supposed elites who know better than us. And nothing represents that more, I think, than the abuses, quite frankly, in recent decades of the Supreme Court. And the left is unwilling or unable to engage in the kind of dirty work of getting your hands dirty. I don't mean dirty as in a bad
way.
Getting your hands dirty and persuading people and debating. And I think, thankfully, we're starting to return to those principles, and it's so important. And I think also one thing about Justice Kavanaugh being now confirmed that's so important is we returned to the presumption of innocence, which was a principle that was, frankly, really under attack.
That was real scary, Steve, when it came down to it, is that all of a sudden in the court of public opinion, which was going to carry over, I think Alan Dershowitz called it out as, you know, it's campus politics. Campus justice has invaded the mainstream of America that this was all okay. I mean, you heard the comments of Senator Mazie Hirono. I thought she was very dangerous. Blumenthal, the things they were saying. I mean, if nothing else, the electorate got a real clear message of the two parties. The Republicans were willing to fall on the sword for the rule of law and the U.S. Constitution. The Democrats, be damned with the Constitution. You are guilty, and you're not even, don't even think about innocence, because as long as we call you guilty, that's it. It's going to stay with you.
Right. And you know, I'm almost glad, even though her comments were reprehensible, Senator Hirono, I'm glad she said what she did, because she was at least blunt enough to say, the reason I don't give him the presumption of innocence is because of his ideological stances. I mean, that was fascinating. I mean, it was awful to hear that from a sitting U.S. senator. But I think it was also very revealing and in a way good that the American people got to hear that she actually admitted what I think a lot of them believe. But she said it publicly and she said it out loud. We, you know, we do not give the same rights and principles to people with whom we have a political, ideological disagreement. And that really kind of, unfortunately, sums up a lot of what the left stands for. I actually have an article coming out, should post later today, on Real Clear Politics, and I call this dress rehearsal for impeachment, because I really think that the circus that we saw in the last few weeks in the Senate Judiciary Committee, that was a dress rehearsal. It was unfortunately a practice session, essentially, for what will happen if we give the House of Representatives to the Democrats. I have no doubt they're being coy about it. They're being sly. They're not saying it very much, not many of them, but they will impeach the president, and they will engage in a trial that actually makes the Kavanaugh proceedings look tame and fair, I think, by comparison, what they will do if Donald Trump is on trial before the Senate. And so I'm really encouraging your listeners and everyone who will hear me, get motivated, get out there, because you've got a taste of what they'll do to Trump, what they did to Kavanaugh.
We've got to maintain the intensity. Otherwise, the rule of law is out the door. And ironically enough, to your point about Senator Hirono, which, you know, she brings this stuff up, and then what she does is she causes people to look back into her history. I mean, look who her mentor was, and look how he went out. You know, of course, he was a hero in many respects, but then you find out as he was going out, he was there was alleged sexual impropriety and harassment coming out of his office, and but she didn't, you know, she didn't say anything about Daniel in a way.
You know, I wasn't even aware of that. So she's never spoken about that?
No. Covered that. That was her mentor. So here it is. Right. You know, if it comes out to Republican, and, you know, even at the mere allegation, but yet for something that there was actually payoffs, you know, for what, you know, the former senator of Hawaii had done. And, you know, but nope, it's, it was all, you know, under the carpet, which is what they've done. Now, all of a sudden, you know, oh, I'm the champion for the hashtag Me Too movement. Oh, well, it's kind of hard for me to get there when you weren't for so long.
Right. And listen, I think, too, you know, as a society, this isn't just political, obviously. I think all of us need to sort of really come to terms with how do we agree to approach allegations, because of course accusers, I think, need to be taken totally seriously, need to be treated respectfully. I think Christine Ford was treated very respectfully by that committee. I think
they were for the Republicans, not for the Democrats, because she wanted to maintain some sort of anonymity, and we know what Dianne Feinstein did, and I'm waiting, Steve. I'm waiting for some sort of censure or, you know, something, you know, to come down on Dianne Feinstein as well as Senator Cory Booker for the antics that he pulled. I mean, you know, they turned this thing on its head and really turned this into a mockery. The other thing is that happened, I think, the takeaway for Senator Grassley, even though I thought he did a good job, but when he picked this thing up, I said, oh, no, don't. You do not want to pick this up, because he legitimized the court of public opinion when he picked up the deal. When they came in and said, hey, we got a problem here, he just said, hey, that's not our responsibility. If it's that much of a problem, she has recourse. She needs to go see the police in Maryland to address this issue, not the Senate.
Right. No, and you're right, too. If there's, you know, there's a lot of, unfortunately, villains, I think, in this story, but the worst villain of all is Senator Feinstein.
I think so.
Who sat on this information. There are ways, and this is not unprecedented. This has come up in other similar situations, you know, where there's highly sensitive accusations in previous confirmation hearings. There are closed sessions, which are not open to the press and public. She could have done it one-on-one, literally, with Kavanaugh. She spent over an hour with him. She never mentioned it. She could have protected the anonymity of the accusers. She could have approached Grassley. There's a myriad of ways they could have done FBI investigations at that time. They don't need to go to the White House. The Senate can request the FBI to look into things. All of this could have been done quietly, respectfully, and early. Instead, what did she choose to do? She sat on it, and then she dealt that card from the bottom of the deck at the 11th hour when she thought it was politically most opportune because they were losing the confirmation.
Exactly.
Fight.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Steve Cortez after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth.
Back with the America Just the Way You Like Us, fresh and very independent right here on Bill Martinez Live. Steve Cortez is with us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, as you were mentioning with Dianne Feinstein, the disrespect really that she exercised toward Dr. Ford and the mainstream media, of course, giving her cover. But I'm telling you, there are still many women that you don't hear from that are really upset because they feel that the way this was handled by the Democrats was disrespectful, unfair, and really put Dr. Ford in a bad light and exposed her to all kinds of, you know, issues. I mean, supposedly her life was threatened. You know, she hasn't been able to go back home yet, you know, going from place to place. And this was all brought to you by Dianne Feinstein and the Democratic Party.
Right. No, you know, unfortunately, you're so right. Feinstein abused the process. She abused the accuser, Professor Ford, and she certainly abused Judge Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, and his family. Like, you know, so nobody won from her, exactly, from her terrible tactics. You know, it was just dishonest all around. I will tell you this, though, who might eventually win is are the Republicans in the midterms, because the polls have narrowed dramatically since this whole circus began. And what I'm most encouraged about in terms of looking toward November is the enthusiasm gap has closed. And that's where you rate the number of respondents who say that, right, this is a very important election. So the Democrats had a huge advantage, much more enthusiasm, much more fervor on their side, really all summer long as we started getting toward the midterms. Just now in the last few weeks, this is my opinion. This is NPR actually put out the best poll on this. And NPR is not known to lean right. But they put out a poll to show that enthusiasm gap, which was double digits, has shrunk all the way to only 2%, which is statistically insignificant. It's basically a tie within the margin of error. And it's not just Republicans in general getting more enthusiastic. It's also women within that poll, if you dig into it. Republican women are just as motivated now as Republican men, which tells you that women were upset by this process.
Oh, without a doubt.
Men, you know, rallying to sort of Kavanaugh's defense. There were a lot of women who believed that this was an outrage. And so I think it's changed the dynamic dramatically. I was kind of pessimistic. I think I said so on your show. I think I'm pessimistic, to be honest, about the House most of the summer. I was worried. Polling wasn't great. History really argues against the new president in his first midterm. However, I think the Democrats unwittingly handed us a real gift, and I think we've got a real fighting shot now to maintain the House.
Well, and that's what Mitch McConnell said, is that it was a gift from the Democrats. The other point, you know, that you mentioned is Republican women that I think are being undermeasured, set aside. You know, they look at it, you know, some of these pollsters and those on the left, that it's a given that suburban white women automatically go to the Democrats. But for what the Democrats did, the women looked at this, to your point, Steve, is, wait a minute, that could be my son. That could be my husband. This is not right. We cannot abandon the rule of law and the presumption of innocence.
Right. No, and you're right. I don't think they meant to give us a gift. I think if the Democrats had just cruised into the midterms, I honestly think they would have taken the House. I really do. I think that, again, polls and history were in their favor. And the president's opposition, let's face it, was motivated, and his most ardent supporters, because he's not on the ballot, not all that motivated. Before the Kavanaugh hearings.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes you can't hide crazy, and the Democrats just couldn't hide their craziness.
Right.
And they had to show their hysteria. And when they did, I think they've really motivated now the deplorables. You know, and it's just anecdotal, but talking to people, I can't tell you how many people are excited to vote now. They still don't necessarily love their Republican rep or their Republican senator, but they do love this president, and they are now motivated again. And I think that it was shown to them, it was revealed to them by these hysterics, that the president is de facto on the ballot, because, again, they will do this to him. They will
impeach him.
They will put him on trial.
Well, look at the rallies, Steve. You got thousands of people coming out there. Barack Obama goes to California, Angel Stadium of all places, I think holds about 50,000 people, right? And he doesn't even get 1,000 people. This is the former president, the rock star. He gets bupkis out there in California of all places, in liberal countries, the sanctuary headquarters for America.
Right.
And he doesn't pull anybody. He doesn't pass the so what test. But this president is on top of it. He's got people energized. Look at the economy. Another great number for unemployment. 3.7, Steve.
Right.
It's incredible.
The momentum is undeniable in the economy. The optimism in small business is absolutely surging. Consumer confidence, you know, by any measure, his country is confident and growing, and it's largely due to the policies of Donald Trump. And not just the policies, but also the attitude
exactly.
that we can do this, of an entrepreneur in chief, of a businessman in charge of our economic policies that create the conditions for success rather than a government trying to hand out success where it picks and chooses, right? That was the Obama model, which led to cronyism and a concentration of wealth. Even though they claim to be for the working man. Now we're seeing the opposite. We're seeing a broadening of economic prosperity, and it's palpable out there in the country. And no matter how much the mainstream media wants to try to ignore it, people know their lived reality. And those people who show up at those Trump rallies, they couldn't be happier about the direction our country's going in. But we've still got a lot of work to do, Bill. So
yeah, without a doubt,
people have to get to the ballot box.
You got it. There's no denying that. But you're exactly right, Steve. The bounce in the step of America is back under this president.
Right, and it was so sorely needed. You know, I sometimes lament that young people in this country, you know, until basically right now, they've never seen fast economic growth in this country. If they didn't experience the 80s and 90s, they don't even know what kind of growth we're capable of. They
right.
learned to sort of live with mediocrity. I think it's one reason why a lot of young people are unfortunately seduced by socialism.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they haven't seen what capitalism can do when it's unleashed, because it frankly hasn't happened in this century. It hasn't happened on the last two presidents. So if you're a millennial, you've never seen that kind of amazing growth of the Reagan 80s, of the internet in the 90s. We can do that again, and I think we're getting there. It's nascent. It's a young rally, but I think we're starting to see it, and it can accelerate. And we need to elect Republicans so that he doesn't have to worry in 2019 about a show trial impeachment mess, so that instead we can continue to accelerate all the momentum he has, whether it's the court or the economy.
Well, here it is. The first 2 years, it's all been about the resistance. And in spite of that, in spite of them sitting on the sidelines putting sticks in this president's post, in his spokes, I mean, look at what we've been able to do so far. And if Nancy Pelosi gets her hand on the gavel once again for the House of Representatives, I mean, she's made it clear. It's all, you know, we're talking investigations. We're talking impeachment on steroids. God only knows where Mad Maxine Waters is going to end up.
Right. Well, and look, we just, you know, we can't go there. It would be terrible for the president, terrible for the country. And again, I was a bit pessimistic. I was a bit dour. I'm not anymore.
I
really think that they unknowingly, paradoxically, really gave us a huge lift and a tailwind. And I think we've got a fighting chance. We've got a month to go. And all of us need to work and persuade and motivate and get people to the polls. And if we do, we're going to see a really different America. Even, you know, it's already getting better, but it's going to get dramatically better in the next couple of years. And that will launch us into a landslide win in 2020.
Steve, the never Trumpers, even within the Republican Party that have had a hard time with Donald Trump, what do they think they're going to get with Chuck Schumer or with a Nancy Pelosi? I mean, versus Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is sitting there saying, look at, get me a policy here that'll fix immigration. I'm here ready to sign this stuff. Whether it has to do with the military and budgets and these sort of things, he is more prepared than any other agent that I'm aware of in the political process to effect some positive change. It may not be the perfect change that you see it from your particular perspective, but I got to imagine under Donald Trump, you're going to get more than you ever thought of getting with Barack Obama previously.
Right. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, a lot of those never Trump Republicans or never Trump, you know, so-called conservatives, I mean, I'd say that in quotes, conservatives, I think what they've done, they've been unveiled for who they really were all along, which is they're just K Street. Political actors. You know, so I'm talking about people like Bill Kristol or people like Steve Schmidt, who's on CNBC or MSNBC just about every day. These people have long pedigrees of Republican politics, but they're just inside the Beltway crony operators. And I think what they can't stand about Trump isn't so much his ideology, because let's face it, he has governed as the most conservative president since Reagan.
Right.
That you really can't even logically argue if you call yourself a conservative. What they can't stand is that what he believes in is the dispersal and diffusion of power beyond the swamp, beyond Washington, D.C., and that is what they truly cannot tolerate. And what we've discovered about them, maybe some of us thought so before, but we know it for certain now, they cared a lot more about their role in the swamp and about the perks and benefits.
CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, Steve, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated.
Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades.
Hurricane Michael now approaching the Florida Panhandle as a Category 2 storm, and it could be a 3 by the time it reaches Florida sometime tomorrow.
This storm will be life-threatening and extremely dangerous.
Florida Governor Rick Scott there. Around 2,500 mourners gathered last night in Amsterdam, New York, to remember the lives lost in Saturday's horrific limousine crash that killed 20 people. Investigators say the driver of the limousine wasn't licensed to drive a vehicle that size, and the limo itself had failed an inspection last month and wasn't supposed to be on the road. Today's the deadline for voter registration in 19 states if you want to vote in the November 6th election. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Fully known and loved by you. You wanna go home no matter what I do. And it's not one or the other, it's hard truth and ridiculous grace to be known, fully known and loved by you. I'm fully known.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Tamney is joining us now, Director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, always good to have you here to get your insight. This might be a little heady stuff. We're going to talk about central banking. Though they would think it's about them, some would like to call them the boogeyman of the economy, but you write, not necessarily so.
No, no. Look, the reality, and this is a happy, happy scenario, the reality is the cost of credit is set in the real economy. It's not set by central bankers. This notion that they can basically finesse the rate at which credit isn't too easy or too tight is laughable. We're talking about access to globalized resources. There's no way central bankers could have access to even a scintilla of the information necessary to come up with such a rate. And the result is then the real economy rates are set in the private markets. They're not set by central bankers.
And that really is, I mean, we get back to the basics of, you know, a bit of the free market, don't we there, John?
And think of it this way. If central bankers were a fraction of as powerful as is assumed, we would not have a booming economy, nor would it be remotely free market. Mm-hmm. Let's remember, none of us would accept the USDA setting price controls on hamburger meat, mm-hmm. or allowing the mayor of a city to set the price of apartment rent. We know that scarcity would result. Well, so what is credit? When you borrow dollars, you're borrowing access to everything in the world, mm-hmm. theoretically to everything. And so the idea that central bankers could set that price effectively is just not serious. We act in the real economy as though the Fed doesn't exist, and that's a positive thing.
Well, John, to your point, if the central bank was that powerful in being at a 0% rate for as long as we were under the Obama administration, you would have thought that we would have done a lot better.
Yeah, of course. If, in fact, the Fed can make credit costless, which logically it cannot do, then credit would have been very easy to get during the Obama years. But, in fact, and this isn't a political statement, mm-hmm. during those years it was very difficult for most small businesses to access any credit at all. And this is normal. Credit is always and everywhere expensive. There's a reason that investment bankers are paid so well. They are, because it's very difficult once you've got a business idea to actually find financing for it. And you know, if you go through different industries, if you go back to when Donald Trump was in real estate, this isn't a political statement either. He went through periods where banks wouldn't touch him. It didn't exactly. matter that the Fed was setting rates at certain rates. Donald Trump was viewed as not creditworthy. Talk to movie makers, they'll tell you they're turned down the vast majority of the time, even the best ones, 90% plus the time when they come up with a movie idea. It's very hard to get ideas financed. And so this idea that the Fed can say, oh, we're going to make credit costless so that people have easy access to it, doesn't work that way.
No, and empirically, it hasn't worked. You know, you look back historically, that's all a delusion. We find ourselves looking like Don Quixote chasing windmills, if you follow that one. As you state, John, the Fed is at best a rate follower, not a rate setter.
Yes, of course it is. The idea that the Fed could set a rate that markets would take seriously just isn't reasonable. And what's got to be stressed again is, what are you borrowing when you borrow dollars? You're borrowing access to trucks, tractors, computers, desks, chairs. Most important of all, humans. You're borrowing access to labor.
Exactly.
And the Fed cannot multiply that. And what's important there is that logically then, credit is going to be more abundant during economic booms, because what's happening during economic booms, investment is greater, and as a result, production is greater.
Mm-hmm.
Much the same when economies contract, logically, credit's going to be more difficult to attain, A, because there's less production going on, but also those who have access to it are going to be more careful with it. This
exactly.
is a good thing. It's a reminder the recessions are self-correcting. They're the drivers of the recovery, because it's the economy's way of starving the bad so that you can direct precious resources to the good.
Yeah, exactly. And, John, I think what some people miss sometimes is that you have people, you know, who have the resources. They have the money, okay? You know, call it whatever you want to call it. They have control of that money, and they're driven every day in a way that we can't imagine, that money has to be earning more money. It just cannot sit there. So when the economies are languishing, like what we went through, is very frustrating for them because they're not making money. They feel like, look, we're losing money, we're losing time here. And now you have an economy that is robust and beginning to expand, you know, and make up for the lost time, and they're really excited about that. So they're more willing to invest because you got more ideas coming out. You talk about labor. I mean, you've got leaders now that are coming forth that heretofore said, you know, I don't think this is the right time. So it's a combination of money and people and human potential that are willing to get into the game, is it not?
Oh, yeah, of course. And you know, to your point, during difficult economic periods, that's frustrating. No one wants to just sit on resources. No one wants to have their money in short-term treasuries languishing, getting a 1% return. They want higher returns. And so it's crucial when the economies grow, investors can basically reorient away from low-yielding, basically conservative investments and become more intrepid. But no one does it voluntarily where they sit on stuff. And so, yes, during boom periods like this, logically, they feed on themselves to some degree. Resources get directed to higher uses. I would add that during boom periods, that's when bad habits develop. Among individuals and also among businesses. And that's why recessions are healthy. That's why you don't want to intervene in them. They're just the economy and market's way of correcting us, basically forcing us to seize bad habits, for businesses to stop doing what's not working. And so that's why whenever you meddle with a recession, as we did in the 1930s, as we did in 2008 and beyond, that's why you get a slow recovery. The recession is the sign of the economy recovering. If you meddle with it, you slow the recovery.
Yeah, up until then, John, maybe 12, 18 months getting out of a recession, and we knew as soon as we brought in the social engineers to mess around with the economy, we were going to be in trouble, and, you know, here it is, you know, went on and on. I want to take the last couple of minutes to get your read on China. China's doing some, you know, we got a game of chess going on here. They're offering a lot of money to some of these countries, draining them of their resources. I mean, you got to love the Chinese. I mean, they just don't know. There's just no quitting them.
Well, they're brilliant entrepreneurs. Let's remember, China was a desperately poor country not too long ago. The people there were given economic freedom, and they've become fairly prosperous very quickly. Look, lots of countries want foreign investment. I don't prefer government investment, but if that's going to be China's way, that's not going to accrue to China and or its taxpayers or the country itself, just because governments can't officially allocate capital. So what concerns me about this, if China wants to subsidize bridges and trains in other countries, be my guest. I don't want to mimic that error. And what frustrates me right now is that our federal government has directed $60 billion towards an emulation of what's totally unnecessary. We don't know. Governments cannot allocate capital. The Chinese aren't unique in that way. Their bureaucrats aren't better than ours. Don't follow their mistake.
So you're throwing up a warning flag here on this as America is considering to counter a chess move that China is making. But, you know, some of the countries, they're figuring out, they're going, hey, look, this is a bad deal. We don't want to sell our souls to the Chinese. So I think they're making the right moves, right?
Sure, but, you know, look, I would dislike China when they were not economically productive. I don't like the demonization of China that somehow, because they're Chinese, they're somehow bad. They're right. A great market for U.S. companies.
Right, exactly. Well, John Chamney, Director of Center for Economic Freedom.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, President of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
With you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, one of the many things I love about doing this show, but most importantly, is the freedom to exercise our faith. There are so many radio stations out there, I got to tell you, that they cannot say Jesus. It freaks them out. I don't understand it. But it's sad because when you are in the business of serving others, I would think, want to serve them in such a way to where they get the best of everything. And I don't know if it gets any better than Jesus. I got to tell you, just experientially, I share that with you, and I'm proud of the independence of this radio station, the partners that we work with that are equally independent, that allow us to share with you, you know, the truth, no matter where it leads, the fullness of the truth, okay? Not, some man-made truth or some, well, you know, I can't give it to you straight because you can't handle the kind of, you know, truth kind of thing. So I got to tell you, I'm especially grateful, and I was just thinking about that as we were listening to the bumper, you know, coming in terms of the power in the name of Jesus and the chains that have been broken, you know, throughout history in the power of his name like none other. You know, I'll tell you, that is something to celebrate. Right now, we are praying in the name of Jesus for Hurricane Michael is coming into Florida's panhandle. That's on the other side of where we are. We're on the East Coast right now. I'm heading to California at the end of the week. But right now here in Florida on the East Coast, but in the on the Gulf side is where it's going up by Carl Gallup's country. Right now it's a Category 2, looking to be a Category 3 quite possibly. It is predicted to be the strongest landfall in 12 years, and it will be hitting the panhandle sometime tomorrow, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Of course, this information comes from Watson. I hope you downloaded, by the way, that app we talked about from the Weather Channel, because it is brilliant. I mean, I love Watson. I mean, I think it's so cool. So getting a lot of that, a lot out of it, and, you know, keeping me up to date with regularity. It is time for our Good News Girl. Yes, the one and only Samantha Mao, who comes to us every week very faithfully, you know, just scouring all the resources she can to pick up on the viral videos, to share them with us so that, you know, we can laugh and cry together. So this is our moment to be quite emotional here on Bill Martinez Live, and we can blame Samantha Mao for that.
That's my pleasure. I love making you guys emotional here.
That's it. Great. Well, you know, hey, it's good, and it's all part of our humanity, Sam. So, hey, speaking of flooding, and, you know, Myrtle Beach certainly had its issues with flooding there, and I don't think that all is squared away there, but there's this story about an innkeeper who opened his doors to families that were hit by flooding from the last hurricane, right, Sam?
That's right. Down in Myrtle Beach, there's an innkeeper, Jarrett Hucks, who he actually owns Midtown Inn and Cottages. And throughout the flood, you know, he's been open for business. And he's given away almost 1,000 free nights to some of his community's poorest people. You know, they said they didn't know where he would go, where they would have gone if it wasn't for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said when he started, I mean, this is the story that we've seen. You know, there's so many people that are in this area that had, you know, gone through this flooding, and there's so many people helping. So this, he's one of many stories, but I just thought it was worth highlighting. And, you know, he said when he started helping, that other people came to help him as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they ended up showing up and just saying, what can I do? And, you know, it's just, he said that the kids there are just kind of, they don't know what's going on, but they're just having a good time. And the parents there are just so grateful. And, you know, I think everybody has an opportunity to help in some way. And Jared's just one of them, but I thought it was worth mentioning.
No, that's really, it's a great story. And, you know, at times what has happened in the past with emergencies like that, you get some businesses that take advantage and do just the opposite. But there in Myrtle Beach, an example. And this is the thing. It's important to share this because, you know, sometimes, you know, we can, you know, in our sometimes less than, you know, nice and kind humanity, we get greedy and we make some silly decisions and that, but it's important that we celebrate when somebody makes a decision that serves others like this. And as you said, it's a little bit, if you build it, they'll come. You start exampling what goodness and kindness is all about, and other people say, hey, look it, I want to be on that train too, you know? And so, you know, they come in and they're offering what they can, and this is the power of neighbors coming together. This is why the neighbor community is so, so important, because they're there during these times. Because, look, at you're all in the boat together, right?
Okay. And, you know, I think that people, when they do nice things for each other, it gives something back to you. You know, when you do something kind for somebody, it fills your heart.
Exactly.
It fills your own cup, too. Not that that's why you do it, but...
Yeah. But you find that old proverb that it's better to give than receive. And, you wonder about that. I mean, because in and of our flesh, it's counterintuitive. You know, I don't know, you know, if I give, I got less, you know, this kind of deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a crazy socialism kind of thing. But, the right thing, when done in the right way, it's, you know, you're blessed. And from your blessing, you're blessing others, and it just keeps on, you know, mounting and like snowballing down the road here. Hey, speaking of which, let's talk about this 11-year-old Astro fan who met a stranger and gave her his Astro's replica ring. What was that about?
So actually, the 11-year-old was Callie Austin, and she was the one who lost the ring.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she loves, you know, favorite players Alex Bregman, and she was so excited to go to this game, and she got her ring and she just adored it. And at some point when she was clapping, I guess she was clapping so enthusiastically, it fell off. And you know, that's a devastating feeling.
You're right, but there in the you're in the stadium with other fans and you're excited and you got your Astros ring on, and suddenly it's gone.
That's right. And Brent Parton, he's been a lifelong Astros fan, and he saw this little girl clapping, and he saw, you know, he saw that she lost her ring all of a sudden, and she's just filling with tears, and it touched his heart. And part of the reason it touched his heart is because he had lost his own daughter 5 years ago. She used to go to the games with him. And, you know, he thought, you know, so if I'm sure he was thinking, if that happened to his daughter, what would he want somebody to do? So he takes off his ring and gives it to her. And
how sweet.
You know, the story doesn't stop there. So Callie's brother was so grateful that he turned around and gave, they end up locating Brent, and her brother gave him his team basketball, or his team baseball ring.
Oh, wow.
So it just keeps going. You know, everybody, you know, a woman actually ended up locating this lost ring, and then there was other people volunteering to give their rings, and it just, the kindness just goes on and on. And I love these kind of stories.
So they eventually... So they did eventually find the little girl's ring, the one that she lost.
Apparently, it hit a lady who was below the level. she was at the level below, and it had fallen down and hit her. And when she saw the story, she posted, "I found your ring." So,
very cool.
It just keeps getting better, doesn't it? It goes from being a sad moment to a very wonderful one.
Yeah, it's funny how that spirit of giving, you know, and it just keeps on going and comes around, and that's heartening to see that in real life happening. And this is just one of the many stories, as we say, in the Naked City. Once enslaved by ISIS, Nadia Murad is a co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. Tell us about that.
You know, that was one of those things you just never know what's going to happen or where life's going to lead you. And in 2014, that Nadia Murad, she's a member of the Yazidi Minority Party in northern Iraq. And she was captured along with many other women there and people there. And she was sexually enslaved for 3 months before she escaped. She escaped through a door that her captor had left unlocked. And by 2016, at the age of 23, she was named the UN's first Goodwill Ambassador for the Dignity of Survivors of Human Trafficking. And today, she became the co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize, along with Dr. Dennis Mukwege, who's the gynecologist from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, who treats victims of rape. And, you know, her story is just, you know, it's inspiring because she took something that could have just, you know, paralyzed her for life. And she's like, you know, I'm going to stop this from happening to other people. I'm going to stop this from happening to other women. And that's made it, she's made it her life's work. And I just have so much admiration for her.
I think that that all that the hashtag MeToo movement, I know this is a little bit of a derivation from it, but there's relevance here. Sex trafficking, the things that have been happening, you know, to women, you know, not only here in the United States, but around the world, you know, like what happened with Nadia Murad. And we have heard about these easy, how they've been mistreated and how that culture has been decimated there. I mean, one point, you know, you had millions of people. I think there's maybe not even 200,000 in the area now, the Yazidis. I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, a little bit of comfort, I guess, for all that she went through. And you can only imagine, you know, 3 months as a sex slave and being abused to what degree. You imagine the stories, how much that would break your heart. The final story as we wrap things up, and I saw this in the news, too. See, you got to watch what your kids see you doing. See, because they see you shredding using the shredder, and they don't know the difference between, you know, trash and cash. And tell us real quick. We only got about 15 seconds, Sam.
Okay. One couple's two-year-old son shredded $1,060 in cash that they were saving for game tickets. And fortunately, the U.S. Department of Treasury is going to help them. It'll take 1 to 2 years to return the cash back.
They'll get it back. That's it. Great story. Sam Mallon,
folks,
Bill Martinez.
This is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
This is George Norrie from